This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. Many of us are spending a lot more time at home, and we're looking for ways to use that time, catching up on movies and TV shows, getting exercise maybe, or maybe baking bread from scratch with that homemade sourdough starter we're hearing so much about. Personally, I have jumped on that gardening bandwagon so that I can feed my family and hopefully retire one day. That's all I'll say about that. But there's definitely a science to raising beautiful plants. So if you're looking to get started or if you have some experience in the garden, we have just the right person to answer your questions. Joining us now is Heather Zindash. She is a master gardener, a writer, and a speaker who runs thesoulfulgardener.com. Heather, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Can I just ask you, why did you get started gardening?
Wow, that's a great question. So I grew up on a small farm in Northeast Ohio. So I grew up, even as a small kid, planting in our family's garden, putting the seeds or the what we call slips, the small plants, into a spot in our garden, carrying the water out there and, you know, watching it grow. And even as a young kid, I used to love to run out and grab whatever was freshly growing and bring it to the dinner table. So I was connected at an early age.
Okay. So you have some sympathy for the newbies, though, right? I hope.
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. So you're not going to hate on the Johnny-come-latelys who are just like grabbing those plants from the hardware store and sticking them in there. You're going to be patient, right? Okay.
Listen, anybody who's working with their plants, I love and adore. So
all right, here we go. Okay, just making sure. All right, so we've got a listener on the line with us now. This is Ben in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and he tells us he's been gardening as a way to cope with isolation. Hi, Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, tell us what you've been up to.
So I have a couple of plots at a community garden down on the south side of Harrisonburg. They're about 12 by 15, and I first got a hold of, heard wind of this place back last spring, but I've been planting there as sort of a way to deal with the isolation because you don't have to worry about being surrounded by a whole bunch of people there. The church property it's on is 10 acres, and so you have plenty of space to get out and be around. The community that uses it is also really neat to be around when you do see them on the other side of the garden. Probably about half of the community that utilizes it, English is a second language for them. Many of them walk to the garden from where they live, so it's accessible, and so it's really neat to be part of that.
Okay.
And it's also my gym routine as well, since the gym.
Okay, so you got it together. That's right. The garden's fulfilling a lot of needs. That's awesome. So you have a question for Heather?
Yeah. So I grew up on a couple acres in a little town called Noakesville, and so we never had to really condense things a whole bunch. If we wanted to make the garden bigger, we just could. And so last year, when I got the plots, I have these little 12 by 15 plots, and I was a little too ambitious. I think I had like 40 broccoli plants and a few dozen tomato plants, and like that wasn't even a quarter of what I tried to plant. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so what I'm wondering is, if you're trying to pare it down to something more practical, what kind of gives you the most bang for your buck so that you're growing a good amount of food? Maybe you can even do plantings in the spring and then the fall isn't going to kind of waste space when it's at a premium. And that's also healthy for you.
All right. Right. Ben, thank you. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah. So this is a great question, Ben. I love that you're out there getting your hands dirty and being with your community. I think that's wonderful. I do believe that gardening is a universal language. So when we're thinking about our small plots and being out there, we have to think about what it is we're going to eat. And we have to remember that we do need space to grow our plants. So the first thing that I would do is ask yourself, what are the things that you want to enjoy at the dinner table? And how do they fit together in that space? Because some things are taller and some things are smaller, and we have to be sure we're not shading out those smaller plants. And my recommendation for anybody who's starting out new is to really start small and work your way up. So like you said, you started a little bit big and you said there's an overabundance of food, maybe some overcrowding happening there. Then you might be able to donate to your fellow community members. But you might have to just start some small, and then also think about a rotation. Usually when we're growing vegetables, we're, for example, replanting seeds every few weeks, depending on what it is. And we do want to think about things that start early in the season and things that we can come in and interplant later in the season.
All right. Ben, thank you for calling. Heather, thank you for that answer. And let's squeeze in some questions from listeners. And here's the first.
Hi, this is Arielle calling in from Washington, D.C. My gardening question was just if you had any advice for which herbs tend to grow best together and which are best potted separately.
Heather, what do you say about that?
Yeah. Okay, so it's really great to pot up our herbs, especially if we're in situations like a balcony or a small backyard, or even as sometimes focal points in the garden. So when we put things together, we do want to think about tall and small and maybe trailing. And so we want to be sure we're not overcrowding those smaller plants. So we might put something tall in the back and something medium size in the front, and then maybe something trailing like thyme can trail. And maybe basils can go in there and be that intermediary sized item. But the best thing to do with herbs is pick the things you're going to eat, something you want to sneak out, clip, and put right into your dish. And those things that we want to separate are things like mint. Those things can take over. They're somewhat of a thug in the garden. And having a little...
Don't be hating on mint.
I love mint, but I don't want it to take over my space. And I'm sure my fellow gardeners can appreciate that. You know, yes. I want a little piece for my dish or in my drink, but I don't want the entire garden to be mint.
Okay. One more question. And this is from Noah. And we have time for just one more. And here it is.
Hi, this is Noah in Oakland, California. When I'm choosing vegetables to grow, what will give me the most nutrition in the smallest space?
Okay, that's a great question. The funny thing is, the most nutrition you're going to get out of the garden are the things that you consume. So again, pick the things you want to eat. It doesn't really do us a lot of good to spend a lot of time in the garden growing things we don't ultimately want to be cooking up in our dishes. And the more diverse of the things that we grow, the more diverse things we put on our plate, the more nutritional value that provides.
And is your advice the same for no matter what part of the country you're in?
That advice would be the same, yes.
Okay, great. I had one more question about roses, but I don't know that we have time for that. Roses seem hard to me. Roses seem really hard. Are they hard? Heather, are they hard? But
you know what? The best choice there is to get some disease-resistant varieties. Make sure you're getting enough sun. Okay. Make sure you're watering at the base of the plant and not on the leaves.
All right. Well, that is good advice, Heather. And I think, and I don't feel intimidated, so thank you for that. I'm going to go out with renewed vigor. That's Master Gardener Heather Zindef. She's a writer and a speaker who runs thesoulfulgardener.com. Heather, thank you.
Thank you.
This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. We'll be back here tomorrow to answer more questions.